Fifth Avenue is so chic and so gay, its reputation's unmarred.
It's just as nice as the Champs-Élysées or Michigan Boulevard.
This street would have my admiration
if someone did something with its transportation.
You wait on 49th Street, you wait and watch and moan. As stormy clouds hover, you're bound to discover that Fifth Avenue buses never go out alone.
Each bus that runs on Broadway can travel on its own. The trolley's descendants show great independence, but Fifth Avenue buses never go out alone.
At every intersection, there are two for show and three for protection.
They're all so damn clannish, five come and five vanish before you can get to the zone.
For Fifth Avenue buses never go out alone.
I'll always recall that evening in fall when four of those buses were seen. There were three to four try 'em that were keeping an eye on a new little number 15.
They forged ahead for several blocks till the light turned red near I.J. Fox, and everyone there was appalled. For off went the number 15 while the four try-in buses were stalled.
They managed to trail her until Lord and Taylor then watched her ride off in the night. At the corner of Saks, she stopped dead in her tracks and dribbled a little from fright.
Oh, you should have seen her turn greener and greener and shiver and shake in her joints. Without a sense of belonging, she must have gone clean off her points.
For she dented the navel and the statue of Atlas and left Sulca's window completely cravatless and shook up George Denson so that it was being blatless. And then to make matters worse,
the Madison buses all snickered. They tooted their horns and jeered. Yes, the Madison buses snickered.
And the Lexington buses cheered.
Yay!
For every Times Square shuttle, you wait along the tracks. Though you might get lonely, there's one and one only. But Fifth Avenue buses only go out in packs. Chaperone. No D train will lead them. They cherish their freedom.